Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever felt spiritually stuck? Like your prayer life has grown stale, or your walk with Christ feels more like a routine than a relationship? In a world filled with endless distractions and the busyness of life, fasting offers a countercultural approach to renewing that connection and cultivating a closer relationship with God. From Moses on Mount Sinai to Jesus in the wilderness, fasting has been a transformative practice of spiritual alignment. But is it still relevant today? Fasting is a deliberate way to create space for spiritual connection. It's a practice that cuts through the noise, helping you realign your heart and refocus your attention on what truly matters. In today's message titled, Is Fasting Still Relevant Today? Evangelist Paul Acqua explores the biblical roots of fasting and whether it still holds value for Christians seeking a deeper spiritual connection in today's fast-paced world.
The question often arises as to whether or not Christians should fast today. People are asking whether fasting is a spiritual discipline commanded of the Christian. Today, there are many people just as I was, who used to think that fasting was something you just read about in the Bible days, but it wasn't for us now. Although I grew up in the church, I was not introduced to the idea of fasting until I became born again and joined another church. It was there that I was first encouraged to practice this discipline, and later in the local church, I was introduced to the congregational fasting, which was done at the end of every month. It was in this context that I realized that fasting was a spiritual discipline in the life of the Christian. Apart from one bishop that I heard teach against fasting, I have never really heard anybody else teach against fasting. But there are many people who literally don't understand the importance of fasting because they think it doesn't apply to us today. It's always something that we read about that people did in Bible days or in other Eastern religions, and very few people really understand that it is for us today, my friend. Fasting does not save you or sanctify you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. While fasting has nothing to do with salvation, it is still relevant to the believer today because Jesus and others in the scriptures say so. And I will give you examples. Examples of fasting appear in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. One of the most telling passages in which fasting is mentioned is Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, where Jesus was teaching his disciples basic principles of godly living. Let me refer you to a few scriptures to verify this. Let's start with what Jesus said about fasting out of Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. Jesus was teaching the Sermon on the Mount, the popular sermon, and he said in verse 16, "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Hallelujah. Jesus was speaking. Jesus did not say, if you fast, but rather when you fast. That's very important. This shows that it was the design of the Lord Jesus for us to fast. Many people would say, well, he was speaking to a specific group of people at that time, and that doesn't apply to us. If that doesn't apply to us, then none of the rest of the sixth chapter of Matthew applies to us. The chapter talks about prayer. The chapter talks about getting your alms, and it talks about seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. That's chapter 6 of Matthew. So if this fasting message that Jesus was saying doesn't apply to today believer, then all the rest of that chapter do not. Yeah, but that's not the case at all. In context, if those other things apply to us, then this also applies to us. The Lord was talking about when we fast. Fasting was definitely an established practice in the Old Covenant or in the Old Testament. There are many examples where the whole nation of Israel would fast all at one time for certain things. And there is no reason to believe that it has been suspended under the New Testament or under the New Covenant, or it's been suspended for the modern day Christian. Not at all. Another example is in Matthew 9:14 and 15. Then the disciples of John came to him saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" Here the disciples of John the Baptist came to Jesus and said, "Why do the Pharisees and us fast often, but your disciples don't fast?" And in verse 15, Jesus responded this way, "Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast." That's an incredible statement from Jesus Christ. Jesus was making a kind of a parable here to answer their question. He was comparing himself to the bridegroom and his disciples as friends. He said, you don't fast when you have got the bridegroom with you, but when the bridegroom is taken away, then they will fast. So he was saying that when I leave, when I go back to where I came from, to my Father, in other words, after his bodily resurrection and ascension back unto the Father, there will be a time when they will fast. He was talking about the period of time that you and I live in now. And Jesus right here said that during those periods of time, they would fast. Hallelujah. So my friend, Jesus clearly expected that his followers would fast and said that if they did so with proper motives, God would see and reward them. That's what we read earlier. Just as he rewards those who pray with proper motives. If you will fast with the right motive, the Bible says you will be rewarded. Jesus Christ expects his followers, believers of today, to fast. Fasting was a New Testament practice. Example of New Testament believers fasting can be found all the way through the Bible. When Paul was giving his qualifications as an apostle in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, he said that he fasted often. Yes, you can see an example of his fasting in Acts chapter 9, where after he had been knocked to the ground by the light and he went into Damascus, that's on the Damascus road when he met Jesus Christ. Bible says he fasted for 3 days after being blinded by the glorious presence of God while on the road to Damascus. Saul went to the home of Judas on Straight Street. If you read, you will see the account there. Acts chapter 9. There Saul sought the Lord. He was unable to see for 3 days and did not eat or drink. That's recorded in Acts chapter 9 verse 9. Bible says he fasted until Ananias arrived with the message of hope and salvation. Bible says, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Acts 9 verse 9. Also in Acts chapter 27, when he was shipwrecked, he fasted for 3 days. And the men who were with him fasted 14 days because they were afraid of losing their lives and they were seeking God to help them. Paul and Barnabas found their lives calling in the midst of praying and fasting and worshiping among their fellow believers. In Acts chapter 13, as the prophets and teachers in Antioch were ministering unto the Lord through their praise and worship and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. So, fasting has been a practice even in the New Testament. The disciples fasted when installing elders in churches. Barnabas and Saul also prayed with fasting when they ordained elders of churches. This can be seen in Acts chapter 14, verse 23. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Hallelujah. Fasting for us today, my friend. Have you ever thought about fasting? Let me ask you this question. It's not just about skipping meals, you know? It's not just about doing 3 days dry fasting and so on. It's powerful spiritual practice with incredible benefits if you will fast. Fasting can deepen your connection with God and bring clarity and focus to your life. That's what fasting can do. And it's a way to break through obstacles. Fasting can get rid of your unbelief. Because whilst you are fasting, you are actually focusing on God. You are actually giving God time. And by the time you come out of fasting, you are full of confidence. Your faith level has gone up because you sought the Lord. There are many examples of New Testament believers fasting, as I read few to you. So fasting is a valid practice for us today. Fasting should be a much more important part of our seeking God as a New Testament believer. Endeavor to live a fasted lifestyle, I'm telling you. Whether it is denial of yourself through food or denial of your own wishes, exalt Jesus today. Sometimes spend time fasting, and I tell you, will never regret having done that. But like I'm saying, fasting will not bring salvation to you, but it will empower you to actually live in faith and have focus on God instead of focusing on your problems and troubles. But if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, your fasting will lead you to nothing. And so, if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.